Blog Talk Radio.
To the Making It Outreach, back on the ranch radio show with your host, Brett the Wildman Copeland, Chris Nikki Wilson, and Scott Making It himself, Mefig. Here to talk rodeo with you, the fans and athletes that make rodeo what it is today. Here is Team Making It. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Making It Outreach, back on the ranch radio show. I am your host, Scott Making It himself, Mefig. Along with me tonight is Chris Sneaky Wilson. Sneaky, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Oh, man, doing any better, I'd have to sit on both hands, keep from waving at everybody.
That's an every-week thing, man. Every week, I think that you're just so excited. Well, I'm glad to have you with us, man. We do have one of our guys MIA tonight. Last week it was me. Tonight it's going to be Rip. So we wish him well. We know he's out busy taking care of some things that he has to take care of back home. But, you know, rodeo fans, we're here back on the ranch. We're ready to talk some rodeo and have a great time tonight. You know, I almost feel rusty with this sneak, you know, but the one good thing is I wasn't 45 minutes late like some people we might know, huh?
Well, we were having a little technical difficulty on this end last week, so I do apologize for that.
Yeah, we know, Sneak. That's all right, man. It just wouldn't be a radio show if we didn't give you a hard time.
Well, the lasagna was good anyway.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, hey, listen, you know, we're going to get down and talk some rodeo, but before we do, want to definitely apologize to our fans. If you are catching this radio show through Blog Talk Radio, you know, I know there was an inconvenience with making8.com. We're actually down right now. We worked on getting some upgrades for our system, and we're going to talk about those here in just a few minutes there, Sneak. Unfortunately, it's taken longer than what our web hosting had agreed to. We're not happy about it, but, you know, there's not a whole lot we can do about it. So we're gonna sit back. We're gonna broadcast this show. It will re-air on our website, and hopefully we're going to get some fans tuning back in with us. You know, Sneak, we're also on MySpace, and, you know, I've got the link set up there, and we're on Facebook as well. So hopefully we've got some listeners out there. If you're interested in calling into the show, if you got comments about Making It Outreach or about any rodeos in your area, give us a call, 646-915-9940. So we'd be happy to sit down and talk some rodeo with you. Sneak, how's your week been going, man?
Oh, weekend was pretty good. I actually went to a high school rodeo with my kids down in Poplarville, Mississippi, and hung out with some of the kids and talked to some of the up-and-comers and had a pretty good time down there watching my daughter, you know, flirt with the bull riders and watching them because I got to admit, my daughter's kind of good-looking there.
Oh, okay. Well, you shouldn't have let that out too much on the air here. Now we're going to have callers calling in wanting to talk to your daughter.
Hey, she'll talk now. She's got a mouth on her.
I hear you, buddy. Well, hey, let me ask you, were you wearing your Making It shirt out there?
Yeah, I did, and even got a picture that we're going to get online as soon as my daughter figures out how to get it downloaded on MySpace. I'm not one of the computer gurus. I have to let her do that.
Yeah, we know. We're just happy enough you got your computer turned on tonight. We've already been down that road with you, Sneak. But, well, I got something else that might make you just a little bit jealous, buddy. I'm sitting here sporting my new Making 8 ball cap. We've got our T-shirts. We just got our first order in. We're going to be taking out these rodeos. So if you're a fan and you're listening in, they are here. And I'll tell you what, man, they look pretty darn good.
I'm jealous. I hadn't even got to see them yet. So, and you're sitting there wearing one.
Well, let me tell you, the first time I got to see one was about an hour and a half ago. So, you know, this is brand new, but boy, do they look good. We got women's ball caps. We got men's ball caps, T-shirts. You know, we got tank tops for the women. You know, we got all kinds of stuff. So when the website gets back up, make sure you get out there and check out our store page, look at our stuff. If you're a fan that's going to be coming out to these tailgate parties with us and attending a lot of these rodeos that we're going to be at, make sure you stop by and pick these things up. I'll tell you what, once you put your eyes on them, you're gonna buy them. You'll reach down in your pocket. I mean, they look sharp.
Yeah, can we send Rip the women's hat?
We might just have to do that. We'll send him a pink one. Of course, he does have a daughter, too, that's actually looking to get on board with us here at Team Making 8. I do believe that she's getting into the barrel racing pretty competitive, as well as some roping. So I think she's going to join us and see if we can't help him and do some promotional stuff for her.
Well, actually, I have talked to Rip a little bit about that, and she is going to be getting on board with us. And I think it's just a matter of dotting the I's and crossing the T's on that.
That's right. Well, we're going to make it happen for her, without a doubt. But, yeah, so when we get this website, it will be published. Like I said, we're beyond the time limit that our hosting site agreed to. So this thing should be coming online any minute. Matter of fact, I've got a second computer up, Sneak, and I'm actually checking it myself, by the minute. We're going to get this thing online for you. We're going to let you get in there and check out our stuff on the storefronts and whatnot. But let me tell you, man, they're looking good. And, the reason why we ended up having to upgrade our system is because we are coming out with our Get a Grip pages. And for the rodeo fans out there, the riders that have been, kind of checking us out, and they might see a under construction site for that page, it is in the process. It is in the works. And should be online just shortly after we get our website back online. It's going to be like a MySpace where these rodeo fans can get connected. The riders can actually build their own profile pages and kind of promote themselves. So we're excited about it, man. It's a step in the right direction, although it looks like right now we've took a big step back not having the website online. We are definitely taking a step in the forward direction. So. Something to look forward to this week. For all you rodeo fans out there, make sure you get online with us. That's going to be an easy way for you to get connected with other rodeo fans, find out about what's going on with Making 8 and the team members and other bull riders and the associations that we're covering, because we're going to have a lot of advertisements and stuff like that coming up for them.
Well, good deal. I'm glad that I've been waiting on that for a while now. I'm glad to see that that's finally coming about. And, I think we're going to have a lot of fans putting their faces up on the Get a Grip pages there.
Well, I certainly hope so. Let me tell you, it's looking good. Like I said, we're definitely working on it. It is in the process. It's just one of those things that happened in the internet-based business. We didn't expect it to take as long as it has. Unfortunately, it has. But hey, we're still broadcasting. Sneak. We'll talk some rodeo and try to get some of these callers on there. So 646-915-9940. If you want to give us a call, talk some rodeo with us. We're gonna be here. Sneak, what do you say we take a short little break here real quick, and we come back. We're gonna get down to some rodeo action. How's that?
That works for me. We'll do it.
All right, buddy. We'll be right back.
An underdog, A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big rate, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he comes back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hits the road, fronting the band, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a big old van, all beat up. He did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. Then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now at Coliseum, he's all the rage. The lights go down, he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild. And the crowd goes wild. You're shining like a superstar, baby. And the crowd goes wild.
You're shining like a superstar.
You're
Welcome back, rodeo fans. Making Eight Outreach back on the ranch tonight on this Thursday night. We're excited about what's been going on. Hey, Sneak, you there with me?
I'm here.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, you know, we kind of got to find out a little bit about you. Had a good weekend with rodeos. But, you know, we actually had the pleasure Friday to go down and do another great tailgate party down in Tampa at the Remington Rustock Arena with Corey Costa and at the Crosstown Arena. It was, man, what a fantastic bull ride they had there. Did you have an opportunity to listen to the show?
I listened to a little bit of it, and then I started having computer problems. And
once again, Sneak with his computer problems.
And I'm going to have to warn you tonight, we're having some bad weather, so if you lose me, it's because of the weather here.
Okay. Well, we'll do our best to keep you on the line. You know, it won't be my first rodeo that we've had to do solo. So, hey, if we do lose you, we lose you. But we'll kind of hang on to you as long as we can. But let me tell you, buddy, we had there was what a great rodeo. The crowd was not quite as much as it was the first time we were there a couple weeks before that. But let me tell you, we had some high ranking bull riders there. Kevin Rooster McKeeman was there from the SSBR, as well as several of the riders. Shannon Brass, he was just out in Texas. It was actually really good to see him back here in Florida and competing. We had a lot of good bull rides down there. As a matter of fact, there was 8 qualified rides out of 13 riders, and they were only set to bring 6 back to the short go, but because of the ties, they decided that they were going to hang tight a little bit longer, and that they were going to bring all 8 back for the short go, and they had the bulls there for it. Let me tell you, man, what a great time. You know, just to kind of give some of the fans a recap, you know, if you weren't able to listen to the show, we do have it in our archives, so you can go back and listen to it. But the leader coming out of the long go round was Leroy Seaborn, and he actually has been away for, I believe it's about a year now, and just came back within the last couple of weeks, scored a 79 in the long go to lead going into the championship round. And Rooster McKeeman, who we've been following here for the last month or so, scored a 77 on his long go round bull. Shannon Brass, Russell Kyle, which also is another, he's kind of returning back to the sport, a little bit older in his 20s, had to hang it up for a little while due to some situations, but he's back on the riding circuit, scored a 75, as well as another cowboy, but they call him Bo, not sure of his last name there, and we never got it from the rodeo, but had a 3-way tie for 70 with a 75 score, and then Chris Boyd scored a 74, and then Ryan Jones and Nick Casuza scored a 73, so it was a 2-way tie for them, and that was why they brought them back to the championship round. Let me tell you, man, it was exciting. I know it started to get a little windy on us out there, and I apologize to the fans for that. You know, it's just one of the technology deals that we're trying to work with. We're trying to make this show better for us, you know, and better for you listeners back at home. But, you know, we're able to bring it to you live, and that's part of the deal with being unedited and unscripted. You know, we just kind of go with it. But we had a really good short go around. The Russell Kyle came back on a bull they call Jaeger Bomb. And let me tell you, Sneak, if I was pulling for him. I thought Russell Kyle, if he could ride the Jaeger Bomb in the championship round, he's going to win the event. And he did. He scored 79 points on it. So that tied Leroy Seaborn's first go-around bull. But let me tell you, Kevin McKeeman went out on a bull they call Wild Raspberry and made an 82-point ride. And that cowboy was getting it. He was bearing down, stayed with this bull. We had an opportunity to interview him after the rodeo, so that was real good. But let me tell you, man, he was getting it. He scored an 82 in the championship round, gave him a total of 159. So unfortunately for Russell, he got pulled back to second place, but still gave him some money there coming back off the circuits, or, you know, coming back after being away for a while. So that was really good. And then Shannon Brass and Ryan Jones scored a 149, so that put them in the money as well. You know, with the tie for third place. So it was great to see, man. I was excited. You know, there's a storyline, and we'll talk about it here shortly, I guess, with Ryan Jones and the situation he had on his bull. But man, it was an action-packed weekend for bull riding. Let me tell you.
Sounds like you had a great weekend. You know, like I said, I hung out with the high schoolers, and I tell you, the best saddle brawl ride I saw at that little high school show was a girl whose roping horse got to bucking with her.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. And a little girl, she hung on there right, and I think they should have given her the points for it, but they didn't.
I hear you, man. Well, was she entered up in the saddle brawl?
She should have been the way she was hanging in there. She was hanging tough, and the funniest part, she had them big old earrings in, and they was flopping, and I think that's what spooked her horse for.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes,
wow.
Too much bling bling.
See, there you go. For those athletes out there, make sure you don't flash the bling bling. The horses don't like it too much.
But you said we got a storyline on one of these riders.
Yeah, Ryan Jones, man. Let me tell you. Now, I had the pleasure of riding with Ryan when I was back on the circuits. He was still in the high school shows, but he was hitting a lot of these jackpot rodeos and things like that. We'd meet up at the practice pens, and this cowboy is really he's got a lot of tries, got a lot of heart, and you know, he kind of came into the sport. And, you know, I was talking to some riders this week at the rodeo, and they're like, you know, some guys have the natural talent and the natural ability, and others have to work on it, but their heart is so big that it gives them the determination and it puts them in that winning bracket. Well, I was talking to a few of the riders out there, and they were kind of telling me, well, you know, with Ryan Jones, he's one of those guys that may not have started out with the ability, but his heart really led him into it, man. And that kid's got a lot of try, and we're going to see him moving up. You know, right now he's actually in school. He's going through fire school and should be out within the next month. So this summer we're going to see a lot of Ryan Jones out here in the SSBR circuits and maybe even bigger than that. I know he's doing a lot of PRCA events as well. But, you know, this cowboy, he drew a bull in the championship round. They call him Raspberry Outlaw. And this bull came out, stumbled a little bit, which caused Ryan to lose his feet. And, this bull just blew him right over the front end. Was only about a 2-3 second ride. Well, I did not see where the bull stumbled because of where I was standing. But they gave him a re-ride option. And they loaded Raspberry Outlaw right back in there. And let me tell you, man, Ryan Jones came back out there, scored a 76 on him. But, I mean, he was just spurring him and just getting it on this bull. And I think it, you know, just that determination after having a bull stumble like that, you know, as a rider, you kind of have a tendency to think, all right, well, is he going to do the same thing again, you know? But let me tell you, that he didn't matter. It didn't faze him one bit. He came out there and made a great ride on a pretty good bull there, Raspberry Outlaw. You know, he's no spring chick, and he was getting it. And Ryan just stayed with him. He went out of the chutes just a little bit, kind of drifted down the arena. But, you know, like I said, Ryan was putting his legs into him and getting into his neck. So great ride for that cowboy. And gave him a little bit of money. So we definitely look to see a lot more of him coming up.
Yeah, that's always something that will affect a lot of bull riders. You know, they get fouled at the gate or something like that, and you know, it, a lot of times it'll throw their mindset off. And I like to see somebody like that comes back from that situation and put on a good ride. So, you know, hats off to the young man.
Well, I'll tell you, Sneak, you know, it's one thing to get a re-ride option and take another bull, but when they load that same bull back up in the chutes for you, you know, it does. It kind of plays with your mind a little bit, and you start wondering, you know, well, he's already kind of fouled himself once. You know, is he going to do it again? And you kind of prepare for that, and sometimes it'll hurt you. But like I said, Ryan Jones, he put it past him. He got his mind in his business, and that's sort of been my new saying here at these rodeos, as I'm calling it. You know, these cowboys, they certainly are, man. They are getting focused. And it was great to watch. I mean, 13 qualified rides in the long go round. You know, out of the 13 riders we had 8 qualified rides. So a lot of great bull riding down there this weekend.
It sounds like you had a great time and watched some good bull riding down there.
Yeah, there was no exception, man. We got a lot of other stuff coming up, man. I'm going to be out this weekend. Let me tell you, we have got an action-packed weekend. This is going to be a two-day event for us. We're going to be doing 2 live broadcasts, one on Friday, tomorrow night, one on Saturday. You know, we're going to be down in Big Cypress tomorrow, heading down to the Everglades, man. Going to go hang out with the Seminole Tribe. Going to be a great deal. They actually promote the Southern States Bull Riding. And, you know, so it is going to be exciting. Let me tell you, man, they bring some rank bulls down there in them swamps. A lot of them are raised down there. So, you know, we should see some really great action down there tomorrow night.
Yeah, those swamp bulls are a totally different breed of bulls than what a lot of people are used to. And if anybody ever gets a chance, they need to go watch a rodeo that's got a few of those in it, because you talking about some of those old mossy horns that that'll sure get in your shorts, but they love to bug.
Well, you know what? And Steve, we're going to get into that here in just a little bit, because that's kind of leading into where we want to go here with some of the upcoming news with Southern States Bull Riding and a few of these others. You know, the develop something where some of these cowboys from out of state are going to have an opportunity to see that. And really exciting, really, really exciting news. But we'll try to stay on track here just a little bit, talk about that. You know, that big Cypress event down there on the Seminole Tribe Indian Reservation is going to be just exciting, man. I can't wait. They got a lot of good riders down there, man. I've been on the phone all week with a lot of riders that are heading down that way. One of our newest team members, Ty Harris, is going to be down there. So he's going to be riding for Team Making Eight. We're going to have an opportunity to catch up with him. Hopefully we'll get an interview. I'm actually going to stop off and pick up Ryan Rippo and bring him down there and try to market his ropes just a little bit. So, you know, him and his girlfriend are going to ride down with us. He's not going to be competing in the event, but he's going to be down there hanging out with us. You know, been getting a lot of talk about BJ Carter you know, Jimmy Lafferill. I believe they're going to be down there. So we should see some really great bull riding action down there in Big Cypress tomorrow night. Looking forward to that, man. I'm so excited. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight.
I hear you. And I'm kind of jealous that you're going to pick up Ryan because I want to look at a few of his ropes there.
You started to scare me, Sneak. I thought you were going to say you wanted to look at him.
No. I'm afraid he doesn't have legs for it.
Okay. Oh, well, we know you love to wear that makeup. You know, you kind of had me nervous.
Yeah.
Probably had Ryan nervous if he was listening, too.
I'm wanting to take a look at a few of his ropes. I've talked to a few people about them, you know, trying to market them for him. And I'd like to get my hands on one and, you know, just be able to show people and tell them, you know, what I see about these ropes. So,
well,
we're
going to work.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right, Sneak. We're going to work on that, and I'll tell you what, man. You know, we're probably going to be hauling up several of these bull riders from the South here to ride in Philadelphia. So, you know, some of our team members, shoot, you may have a whole living room full there, Sneak, of cowboys coming up for that weekend. We're ready to make watch some great bull riding, and these riders are ready to ride. But, you know, I think a few of them may even have some of those Ryan Rippo ropes, so we're gonna be able to see them firsthand, man. I cannot wait. I look forward to that coming up this summer. But with school getting out, a lot of these cowboys are actually still in school. You know, we're gonna have an opportunity to get out there on the road, and we're gonna head up your way and bring some great bull riders from the Florida state up there.
That's the weekend that your boss has to get the checkbook out when me and Rip win the bet, isn't it?
I'm not worried about their Sneak. I know you guys are still trying to work together and get one of them out of the shoot game so y'all can practice on it. I had the opportunity to hear you guys after I got off the air and y'all were talking about getting it. But let me tell you, buddy, it's got it for Wii. They got it for, I believe they got it for the Xbox, and they got it for the PlayStation. Get your hands on one pretty quick, buddy, because I'm bringing my A game down there. Just like these cowboys coming up from Florida, coming up there riding those bulls, I'm coming up there to make a video game ride. So
yeah, we me and Rip kind of decided that since you had the game and been practicing a little bit more, it would only be fair if we got to practice a little bit.
Hey, more power to you, buddy. Let's raise the stakes on that competition, man. Let me tell you, it's getting hot and heavy there, buddy. We already raised it up to where, you know, if I happen to lose that event, that competition, you know, y'all are coming down here for the finals. And let me tell you, man, they are going to be great. We have got a lot of finals action to talk about coming up. I believe they've got it on the schedule for February of 2010. The season's going to end in October, But let me tell you, they have got some great things. The Southern States Bull Riding organization, the directors, have been planning and coordinating this for some time now. It's going to be huge. It's going to be they're going to have a bass fishing tournament. They're going to have all sorts of things in the works, man. Let me tell you, this thing is getting big, and I'm just in some cases, you know, of course, I'm not too worried about it because I'm ready to go to the national finals over in Mississippi or the Western finals over in Mississippi, and I know you guys are taking the bill for that. So even if you guys can't beat me, and I'm not too worried about it, we may just try to do something to get you guys down here for them finals.
Yeah, that would be a ball and a fishing tournament, you say?
Yes, sir. That raised your eyebrows there a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it does. I kind of like to get a hoot with every now and then.
Well, we're working on getting those details, getting the getting everything. Once it gets publicized and the Southern States, have got it out, they're going to give us the information when they form their media formats and start sending it out. And we are going to seriously be hitting this. Rodeo fans, if you are tuning in, if you want to plan a vacation down here to the sunny Florida, you know, especially during this February month, because it's so darn cold up north, make sure you put it on your calendars to get down here into the Everglades. Come on down and watch some great bull riding action. This is going to be wild. We're talking the top riders, you know. But, you know, I had a conversation with Carl, the owner, and he was kind of giving me a rundown of some of the stuff they've got planned and are in the works. And, none of it had to do with the rodeos. And he said, oh, by the way, we're going to have some great bull riding action down here too. You know, so, I mean, that's the type of event that they've got planned for their finals this year. Going to be exciting. If you're a rider, you better start getting in and getting your card and start riding these SSBR events so you can get some points and get down this way for the finals, because you're not going to want to miss it.
So that's why Carl went on the fishing trip yesterday, is to practice for the finals.
You know what? It may have been. It may have been. You know, and I had the pleasure of talking with Donnie Newman, who's the president, and him and I were talking yesterday, and he's another avid fisherman, man. So let me tell you, you know, we got to talk with Ricky Ringer last week, and he was talking a little bit about it, we got a lot of fishermen down here, and some of these guys over from the Western Circuit are going to have an opportunity to come down here and actually compete against some of these guys. And, I'll tell you what, I get the rods and reels out and start practicing for that as well. Man, what a fun-filled playing week. And you know, it really is. It's like a four-day event that they've got on the schedule so far. So, we're talking quite a few days of some great, great action, not just the bull riding, but we're gonna get the opportunity to see that too.
Hey, that sounds like it's gonna be a real good deal for everybody around, and I'm definitely gonna have to bring my rod and reel with me when I come and enter that tournament.
Yes, sir. You might just have to do something like that, huh? Well, you know what? I tell you what, we may even have a Team Making 8 boat down there, be able to kind of catch up with some of the riders while they're out there on the tournament. We might be able to drop a line or two in there while we're out there doing that. So we'll just have to wait and see. Still got a long ways to go. We got a lot of bull riding action in between now and the finals. And we got a lot of tailgate parties we're going to be doing. You know, so rodeo fans, keep checking our website. As soon as it gets back online, we're going to let you guys know what our dates are and what's going on with that, because you're not going to want to miss it. I'm telling you, we're down here broadcasting these deals, and they're getting big. We're kind of upgrading each rodeo and getting a little bit bigger, a little bit better. We're getting more experience. So, and if you guys have comments or you guys want to talk about it a little bit, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you. Let us know what's going on in your area if you guys have something down the road. Speaking of this whole Big Cypress deal, which we kind of got off track there a little bit, but, we're going to be doing that tomorrow night, and then Saturday night is going to be another great bull riding action. Sort of kind of sending me back to my old stomping grounds, man. I used to ride at the Kissimmee Sports Arena, which is where they're holding the event. down there with the weekly jackpot rodeos that they'd have down there. And used to get down there quite often, man. The SSBR is putting on the Caleb Sanderson Invitational right there in Caleb's hometown. So, and you know what? We may even be able to get him there. I'm not real sure. You know, he's moved up into the PBR action, you know, was actually able to make a qualified ride this past weekend. So I don't know where he stands with the Built Ford Tough Series, but I know that the SSBR is promoting it, and they're putting his name on the event as the Caleb Sanderson Invitational. And you know, hopefully we're gonna be able to check him out, and who knows, maybe even get an opportunity to talk with him and find out how things are going, that, you know, and what his experiences have been on the Built Ford Tough Series.
Yeah, that would be a great interview. I'm gonna have to sit in on that one.
Well, you may not want to miss it, buddy. Saturday night, and we're going to be doing our live tailgate party there. Radio starts at 7, and we're going to start our radio show at 7:30. That'll get past the introductions a little bit and any delays, and hopefully carry us to the championship round there. So we should be there for that. And radio fans, don't miss it. Start tuning in, because you're going to be able to follow these riders. You know, and we're not talking about just our team members. We're covering all the riders. You know, we're getting a little bit better at it each week, man. You know, it's been a learning process, let me tell you, Sneak.
It's been a learning experience for all three of us, I believe, you know, getting this deal going and learning here and learning there and, you know, figuring out where our mistakes have been. So, but I tell you what, I have been having a ball doing this show.
Well, you know what, so have I. And, you know, I think it's only a matter of days, really. I mean, it could happen any time we do these live broadcasts that we're going to start getting these callers in. Love to have some tonight. So if you're interested, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Let's talk some rodeo. But, you know, the SSBR is really up and coming, man. Sneak, you know what? I'm thinking we probably ought to take a break. Let the fans kind of go get a drink of water, you know, go visit the horse stall, the watering trough there. Let us, you know, let them kind of regroup, because you're not going to want to miss this news that we're gonna broadcast as soon as we get back. What do you think?
That'll work.
All right, buddy. We're going to take this short break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost in looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. Myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought you both could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light. There's a little country store with an old coat sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me.
we back? Hello.
Hey, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, one of those things about having an unedited show is, we don't have time to make those corrections when things happen. So, hey, I was just giving you a hard time because we unmuted you a little early, but then you know what? I didn't unmute myself, Nate.
Well, I didn't know what was going on there, so I'm sorry about that.
No, don't apologize, man. I should be the one to apologize, and here I am about ready to hound on you for, having you cut in right in the middle of your conversation there, and I didn't have my stuff together, so I'm sure if Rip hears that, man, he's never going to let me hear it, let me let it down. But,
yeah.
We definitely hope those rodeo fans have an opportunity to sit down and refill the water bottles. If you're interested in getting in, talking a little bit of rodeo with us, give us a call, 646-915-9940. This next little deal we want to talk about is something that's big. It's something that should have happened with rodeo a long time ago. A group of guys have gotten together and done something that I think is going to be great for the sport, man. We're just getting in on the groundbreaking surface of this deal, and it's really just started to take shape. The SSBR, along with the NABA, the NBRA, and I believe it's the IPRA, have kind of gotten together. They're working on getting a few of the other associations together from all over the U.S., and they have formed what they call the NBR, National Bull Rider Series. And, Sneak, what they're doing is they are actually taking each, the board for the NBR is actually made up of the board members or the representatives from each association. So what they're doing is they're keeping a point system within their own associations. The top riders are going to be forming together at the end of the year for NBR finals. And so they're going to be able to put the best matchups, some of the best riders from across the U.S. riding at these other associations. They're going to bring the best bulls down here for this event. And it is going to be huge. This is something that really should have happened a while back ago. I think it just took a matter of putting the right people in the right places. And they are there. And this thing is going to be big. And you know what, Sneak? As part of Making Eight Outreach, I believe we're going to be able to be involved with every one of these deals. So, man, I look forward to this. I look forward to being able to do the coverage on it and promote the riders that are going to be coming out there, as well as the associations that are involved with it. And who knows, man? Maybe it'll give us an opportunity to get out to some of these other associations and actually hit up some rodeos that way. What do you think?
It sounds good to me. I know the IBRA, I had never really heard of it until I talked to Carl the other night, and that's the International Bull Riders, and they're up out of the Maryland, up there in the northeast corner. So, it looks like they're stretching their legs out a little bit and bringing in some riders and stock from all over the country, or at least this side of the Mississippi, and putting a good deal together.
Well, the NABA is actually made up of another association. The NABA is another association that covers the Midwest area. They cover Missouri and Iowa and Illinois and all those. The NABA is pretty big up that way. So, I mean, we're going to have these competitors, these athletes, these riders come down, and they're going to meet up in a championship showdown. And, I think it's going to be great. It's going to be great for the associations that are involved. Man, it's going to be great for the riders. And it's going to sort of give each association sort of bragging rights for the year as to who is the top, because they're going to put each one is going to put their top riders in this matchup. So, man, is that going to be some exciting bull riding to watch?
Now, are they going to be bringing – I haven't heard if they're going to be bringing their – each association is going to be bringing some of their top stock in or
– I believe – you know what, Sneak, I don't know. I don't have a full understanding of that just yet. I believe that each one, you know, like the top-ranking stock contractors that are covering these events – I don't know if it's the riders that are going to be able to vote the stock contractors in, and then the stock contractors are going to bring their best bulls down, or just how it's going to work out yet, man. But, you know, I know that, you know, the stock contractors that are involved with the associations are going to be the ones that are going to be bringing their bulls down. And, you know, shoot, we've got some great stock contractors down this way, you know?
Yeah, and I'm sure that's going to be a sight to see. You know, you got stock contractors from the Midwest and the Northeast, here in the South, you know, all bringing some of their best stock in. There's going to be some bragging rights to be earned at that show.
Oh, yes, sir, there is. You know, and Sneak, I mean, you know, we were just talking about that earlier with the type of bulls that are raised down here in Florida are much different than those bulls that are raised up there in the North. And, you know, we don't have the opportunity to get a lot of these northern associations to get bulls down here for these southern states bull riding events and that type of thing. So these cowboys are going to have one heck of a matchup because they're going to be able to have the opportunity to ride a different type of bull, just like these riders from the north are going to have to get on some of these southern bulls down here in these swamps. You know, it's going to be a different ball game. Man, I cannot wait. Not sure when they're going to actually hold their finals for this event, but we are going to hang on. We are going to get a grip with these guys because this is going to be some great coverage, man. This is going to be great for the fans to be involved with. So you guys check out the NBR website. I believe, let me have to pull up my stats down here now, Sneak. You know, it's going to be the hold on a second. Y'all just bear with me 1 minute. We're going to get this thing going here. Oh, man, I had it on here. I thought we were able to pull it right up and get that website. I believe it's through the NBRA website is what's covering it. And we'll have to find that. Sneak, if you don't mind, man, see if you can't kind of hunt that one down. I know it's posted on the SSBR's website, but on their main page, man, I'm not seeing it here, buddy, where we can link over.
Okay, let's see what we can find out.
Good deal, man.
Now,
well, you know what?
While I'm looking for this, we'll talk about some of these swamp bulls because I'm a little bit familiar with them. Being here in Mississippi, we've got the, you know, over here close to Louisiana, we've got those swamp bulls that come up out of there. And for people that don't know, a lot of these bulls are actually turned loose as yearlings out in swamps, and then
yep.
They go back and pick them up, and some of these guys actually go pick them up in an airboat, have to take airboats out to get these bulls. And
yep.
You're talking about some rank, mean, hooking bulls that have I'm trying to multitask and talk.
Yeah, we know, Sneak. We'll bear with you, buddy. But, hey, listen, you're right on that. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that, and that people don't realize is these bulls that are raised in these swamps, you know, man, they build up those legs because they're having – that's the way they have to move around. That's their pastures, you know. And so when they get out on that solid ground, you talk about powerful bulls. Man, those are some strong bulls that like to kick, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So that definitely, and these stock contractors, man, they love them, and these cowboys, you know, when they get out there, I'll tell you what, you know, they usually are getting in the money if they can get on one of these and cover them.
This is true.
The only problem is that once you cover them, you gotta get out of the arena because boy, I'll tell you, a lot of them will hunt you down. We keep walking on each other, buddy. Go ahead.
That's what we used to call the a pen of happy hookers.
Yep.
because I mean I've known some stock contractors. There's one in particular I'm not gonna name names, but that's all he had was swamp bulls, and that's what we called his pen. And he didn't have one in there that didn't hook. And you learned his ground running.
Yes, sir. Well, let me tell you, I was just getting ready to add to that. That is where you got some great bullfighters down here that step in the middle and make these saves for these cowboys. You know, that's where we have to give credit to those bullfighters for looking out for these guys when they get out there in that arena with these bulls.
This is true, and those swamp bulls will make or break you as far as a bullfighter. Because I've had to go up against a few of myself and never really enjoyed it, but you learn a lot.
Well, like I said, with this whole NBR organization that's formed now with these associations, you know, we're going to have an opportunity, you know, for these Northern Cowboys, they're going to have the opportunity to see this. And, you know, these Southern Cowboys are going to have an opportunity to get up there and ride some of these Northern bulls. And, you know, I mean, a lot of our cowboys that were over there in Mississippi riding in, you know, the Western Circuit this past couple weeks ago, you know, they love those bulls that came out of Mississippi. And I think as we get involved and some of these guys get to hit, like, these NBR deals, you know, these finals and things like that, they're going to have an opportunity to see a whole lot more of those, you know. Going to be some great action coming up with that.
You got that right. And everybody don't have to, excuse me, I'm still sitting here multitasking here.
Well, hey, listen, rodeo fans, if you've got some ideas or you got some thoughts or comments about what's been going on, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to take some calls, talk some rodeo with you. Find out your perspective on it, whether you're a rider or whether you're a fan. Let us know what you think about this whole organization, you know, with these other associations kind of uniting and working together, you know, putting on some fun events, you know. And, you know, Sneak, that's, you know, what it comes down to. You know, the payouts are good for the riders, and it's good publicity for them. But, man, these fans get the opportunity to see some great, great bull riding with these matchups that they have now. And, you know, I'm excited as a fan, you know, to be able to sit back and watch this and be able to get involved with this. You know, I'll tell you what, I would start certainly getting involved with these organizations. One of the easy ways to do that, go to our website, makin8.com. You know, check it out there. Follow us. Follow what's going on. We'll get you connected with these other associations so that way you can follow what's going on with these guys.
That's true. And we can, if we don't know the answer, we can sure find out for you.
That's right. Yeah,
trying to find the NBRA schedule here.
Well, what's the link to their website there, buddy?
PBBANow.com.
Okay.
And one thing that's throwing me off a little bit is I can hear an echo in on this phone tonight. Kind of getting to me hearing my own self talk a little bit.
Oh, is it? Okay. Well, we'll just have to work through it then, Sneak. Don't let it throw you off too much now, buddy.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to let it bug me off tonight.
But, hey, listen, man, you know, before we get back into some more rodeo action, why don't we sit back, take another little music break, and I'll let you do your multitasking. How's that sound?
All right.
All right, guys, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Bull-hooking son of a gun. Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind, shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm Bandy the Rodeo Clown. In the riding and the roping, I was closing in on number one. Now in dreams at night I ride on
that silver saddle I never won. Since she left me the whiskey, takes me to the rodeo grounds, where the cowboys think I'm handy, I'm Bandy the rodeo clown. I could ride them all, the bulls in the Bronx knew I was boss, but the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy, I'm Bandy the rodeo clown. I could ride them all, the bulls and the Bronx knew I was boss, but the ride that woman took me on broke a whole lot more than this old cowboy's bones. While the tears on my makeup melts my painted smile into a frown, the crowd thinks I'm a dandy, I'm Bandy the rodeo clown.
Yeah, all right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Listen to the Making Eight Outreach back on the Ranch Radio Show. Sneak, you with me?
I'm here, and I've got a little bit of information about this NBR series.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm just glad we were able to make that comeback, all right? You know, that transition there. I actually remembered to unmute the phone this time. What do you think?
Well, it helps for me to have somebody to talk to.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it?
Okay.
You know, what you got, buddy?
All right, what they're going to be doing is taking the two top cowboys from the NABA, SSBR, NBRA, the IBR, Carousel Farms Weekly Series, Rafter Key Arena Weekly Series, and putting them into this deal we're sitting here talking about, you know, this final deal. And that's about seeing if it says something about stock contractors. See, Ernie Treadway and Bob Cooper events.
Right.
Jason Roberts. So the contestants are going to have to buy a $50 NBR series card.
Okay.
And the bragging rights will go to the association who cowboy wins the NBR series championship.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know what? If we can get some riders on board with us that are willing to compete in the associations that we're just talking about here, Sneak, if they are a Team Making Eight member, I will buy their NBR cards and get them involved. So I lay that on the line for them. You know, if you're an athlete, if you're a rider and you are looking to compete in this series, you want to get involved with this, you know, if you want to get your card, you join Team Making Eight and you'll get one. We will get you your card. So I'll put that out there on the air right now. What do you think?
That sounds good to me.
We'll get some riders on board with us, man, some guys that are willing to compete for this. I'll tell you what, some great action with that, man. I can't wait for it. I think this is good for the sport. I think it's great for the sport. Like I said, I think we've been needing something like this. What do you say?
It's been a long time coming, so I kind of agree with you. It's about time for it to come about.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this gives an opportunity for, like I said, these associations to unite. You know, I mean, to get together for a championship rodeo where all these associations are going to be able to get together. You know. you know, sit back behind the bucket shoots, talk about rodeos down in their area, and talk about these riders and these cowboys and these bulls, you know. Great promotional stuff going on for these guys. You know, so if you guys, you know, either are fans or riders that are wanting to be involved with it, got comments about it, give us a call, 646-915-9940.
We'll be glad to talk to you.
Yeah, most definitely. We've got the open lines out here, you know. We're just looking for them callers to jump on and get involved with this show. But, you know, I played that song there for the break there, Bandy the Rodeo Clown. Now, I'll tell you what, man. Rip was the one that put that on there for us, and I love that song. You know, I just think that's a really nice song. It's a good old school rodeo song, and you know, I kind of played it leading into what we're getting up to with some of these bullfighting actions going on. We got a lot of bullfighting schools, and we got a lot of bullfighting action coming up here, don't we, Sneak?
That's right. As far as schools, I guess we start out with bull riding school. Jerome Davis is putting on a school April 4th and 5th. And you can call 336-861-7673 or email davisrodeo@jeromedavis.com to give more information on that one. And then Rob Smets, Miles Hara, Gary LeFou and Monty Hawkeye Henson are putting a school on up in Iowa. And
now, is that one there going to be a bull riding and bullfighting school, or is it just going to be for the bullfighters?
It's going to be a bull riding, bullfighting, and a bronc riding school.
Okay.
You know, Gary LeFou is world champion bull rider. PRCA has said he's had the best school in the country as far as bull riding school. Monty Henson is world champion. He was, you know, famous back in the early 70s or late 70s, and he's the guy that kind of invented the flying dismount. He's going to be putting on the saddle bronc school, and Rob Smets and Miles Hare are going to be doing the bull riding school, and this is going to be June 4th through the 6th.
Okay.
And let me get you some contact information here. I also have a phone number, 515-770-2229.
All right.
And, you know, if somebody's wanting to become a bullfighter, you know, you got two of the best world champions in the business out there teaching. And as far as saddle bronc goes, you got a world champion that his name is, yeah, I believe he, if I'm not mistaken, he's in the Rodeo Hall of Fame is Monty Hawkeye Henson. And then Gary LeFou, you know, like I said, he puts on the best rated school in the country according to PRCA. So, you know, you got some good instructors at that school up in Iowa. And let me find out where at in Iowa here. Tri-State Rodeo Arena in Fort Madison, Iowa.
Fort Madison, okay.
So that is another one. And then there is a bullfighter by the I'm going through notes here left and right.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, Sneak, you know, while we're talking about those guys, though, and that big event going on up there in June, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting Rob Smets, you know, and Rob Smets is a legend in the sport, man. That guy really put bullfighting on the map. I mean, he's one of those guys that have been doing it, you know, dealing with his injuries that he did for as long as he had, you know, he really is a legend in the sport. And I think anybody who's been around rodeos for any period of time knows the name Rob Smets. Well, he happened to be doing a lot of the announcing at the PBR event that I got down to in Daytona and was able to participate in a couple years ago. And, man, you know, I was sitting next to him after the event. We were doing autographs and whatnot there at the table. And here are these young little cowboys and cowgirls were getting autographs, you know, and they seemed to kind of almost walk past Rob. And I said, you know, I mean, that's the one that we really need to be getting photos of and autographs from. Not me, you know. It didn't make a difference who I was. But to them, it didn't matter, you know. I mean, it was the fact that I went down on these bulls. But, you know, let me tell you, just to be sitting next to him, You know, I was telling these young kids, you know, you need to get over here and get a good picture with this gentleman, because he's a legend, you know. And of course, Rob was kind of chuckling about it, but what a great guy. And he is a teacher. I mean, he's sitting out there talking with me before the event. And of course, you know, man, you could see the sweat just boiling up, you know, being at my first PBR event. But, Rob was real calm and real collected before the event, kind of talking me through, kind of talking me down. It was really great. It was a great opportunity to meet him. And, hopefully some of these cowboys that are interested in becoming bullfighters will get involved with that. While we're on the subject, though, of bull riding and bullfighting schools, Lyle Sankey's got one down in Homestead going on this weekend, which is where I actually learned how to ride bulls. That was the first place I ever gotten on a bull, was down there in Homestead. And C.J. Brown's going to be running the school down there for him. I believe Chaz Catfish, one of our bullfighters that ride with the SSBR, also PRCA, I believe he's going to be down there fighting for the students down there during the weekend. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this weekend coming up, starting tomorrow. And I'll tell you what, if I didn't have a Big Cypress and a Kissimmee deal, I think I'd have been on the bus on my way down there, buddy.
I wouldn't blame you. I would love to get to that event, you know, watch that school and help them kids out myself. And I tell you, I fought several of the Gary Lafue schools
uh-huh.
in Mississippi, and I learned more by fighting the schools about bull riding than I ever did any other way. Just the way, and actually Gary's son, Brett, had come down and taught these schools, and the way they put their schools on, the way he teaches, I learned more in one day than I did in 5 years of riding bulls. And that's any of these schools that you go to, be it Lyle Sankey's, I got to fight a J.W. Hart school with Lonnie Stevenson, and you know, you learn more at these schools about the way these guys ride. And anybody that's wanting to be a bull rider, I'm not going to promote any school to say one's better than the other, but I strongly suggest that they go to the school. Find one of Lyle Sankey's in your area. I know Donnie Gay used to teach school. I'm not sure if he still does. You know, any of these schools that you can go to, get a chance to get on a lot of bulls and have somebody tell you what you're doing wrong, what you're doing right. Yeah, I strongly recommend it.
Oh, most definitely. I agree with you. You know, that was what got me into this sport and what gave me a passion for it. That was the only thing that really saved me and got me so hooked on the sport, was being that I actually went down and did it at an event, you know, at a school like that, where I could learn. And, they actually, you know, what they did was is they videotaped everyone the ride. So afterwards, at the end of the day, we all got to go back and watch those rides, and we would kind of break them down, and they would show us some things that we were doing wrong there on video. And then we could go back the next day and work on it. And, you know, they had as many times as we wanted to get on bulls, man, until we were just exhausted. We were allowed to get on as many as we wanted. We just had to keep getting in line, standing up there behind them bucking chutes waiting for them to load that bull. So, great deal, great experience for anybody who's interested in getting in the sport. That's my recommendation, is get yourself into a good bull riding school. I know firsthand that Lyle Sankey puts on a great school, very informative, very educational, and you will learn how to ride bulls coming out of there. That's for sure.
That is true. And I have actually gone to one of Lyle Sankey's schools. I strongly recommend it. I never got to go to one of Gary's schools, but like I said, I did get to fight it. And, you learn more about it each and every time you get on one, and the more bulls you get on, the better off you are.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what? Speaking of bullfighting schools, they're actually – the SSBR is actually putting on a bullfighting clinic. Now, this is a little bit different than the actual school, but what they're doing is they are putting on – and I believe this is private to SSBR members. Now, that's not to say that you can't call in and sign up, become a member to get involved with this. But what they're doing is April 11th, they're holding an open practice from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. They will be bucking bulls all day long. for the riders that are members of the Southern States, this is a practice for you guys. You guys can show up down there and get on as many bulls as you can handle. That is going to be a great experience because you're going to be able to work on some of your things. If you're coming back off an injury or if you're just getting into the sport, great opportunity to start working on it. But you got to be a member of the SSBR. So, you know, you still got time. I would start sending in and try to get my membership card back before then. But what they're doing is they're putting on this bullfighting clinic, and that's where they're gonna actually be judging and be trying to pull out the best bullfighters, and they're going to be able to compete in the Redman Tour Series, you know, for the SSBR. They hold the Redman Pro Tour Series event, and they have several events throughout the year. I believe most of them are held down in Port Charlotte, Florida. They're usually buckle series events and great opportunities. So they're going to pull out the best bullfighters to be able to compete in that all year long. So great opportunity for bullfighters that want to get your name out there and want to be able to get into some of these events. This clinic's going to be going on April 11th. So contact the SSBR. I believe Garrett Haskins, who's on the board with the SSBR, is the gentleman that's going to be heading it up. So make sure you contact him. If you need the information, go to the SSBR Now website, it's under their events page, so you can pull it up and see what's going on with that.
Now, is this in April, is this going to be the bullfighting clinic? Is this going to be strictly for cowboy protection competition, or is it going to be for freestyling or both, or do you know yet?
I still have not got an answer on that, and I actually had the opportunity to run into Garrett on Friday and just was not able to ask him. I believe he's going to be over in Kissimmee on Saturday, so I'm making a note of that right now to see if we can find out. But I believe it's going to be the cowboy protection just because that's what they're going to be doing throughout the season with the Redman Pros Tour Series with the SSBR. So, you know, we'll just have to kind of wait and see. But I'll get clarification on that. We can certainly talk about that on our Back of the Ranch show next Thursday.
Good deal. That's the kind of information I like to hear about.
Well, I'm doing my best to get it to you, Sneak. Just bear with me, buddy.
I hear you.
Well, speaking of the SSBR, you know, we started talking about what they got going on in 2 weeks, but next Saturday they have three events going on in one weekend. So you talk about some exciting SSBR deals. They're breaking out, man. They got three events they're holding on Saturday the 4th. They've got one in Fruitland Park, Florida. Not Fruity Park and not Fruit Loop Park there, Sneak. I don't want you to start getting hungry and thinking of food, but it's Fruitland Park. So that's going to be a great event. They got 1,500 added there. And so great opportunity for the bull riders. And I believe they're also going to be giving a buckle away to the winner. Stock contractor is going to be Renegade Rodeo, which anybody down here in the Southeast would know of them. They are some of the best bulls down here. Several of their bulls are in the PBR series when they're over here on the East Coast. So going to be a great event. They also have Fort Myers coming up, April 4th. That's going to be at the Lee Posse Arena. It's going to be 500 added there. And it's going to be a one round. It's going to be limited to 24 riders is what I'm seeing right here. And then their last event that's going to be going on Saturday is going to be in Sebring, Florida, with 1,000 added. And that's going to be 30 riders and 6 back to the short go. So got some great bull riding action. Great opportunity for these members, and for these riders to get on board. And make some money. If you guys are interested also, I mean, Sneak, we just, it wouldn't be right if we didn't talk about what we had going on with our team members, man. We got to talk about the Team Naked 8 Challenge. Right now Ty Harris is in first, but, he's only really been to one event, that he's covered with us. Going to be down there Big Cypress tomorrow night, so he's going to probably rack up a few more points. Who knows, then? Maybe he'll come out on top, and we'll have the opportunity to really get some good points in for him. But, the Team Making 8 Challenge, we're giving away a trophy belt buckle at the end of the season to our top rider. So, if you guys are interested, this is a great opportunity to come down. You know, join up with Team Making 8, get on board, go out and hit one of these great SSBR events if you're a Florida guy, Florida Cowboy, or just down here in the Southeast, get some points on board. But, you know, we don't – and we say SSBR, but, you know, we do the SSBR coverage. It does not make a difference. If you're a team member out in California and you're riding in a series or sanctioned event out there, you're still going to rack up points. So, you know, for you team members that are listening, or you riders that are listening that would like to become team members, and, you know, Sneak, I just wouldn't be right if I didn't talk a little bit about what we, you know, actually do. But, you know, we're a support group for our riders. You know, if there's issues or if there's concerns that they have, whether it be in or out of the arena, you know, we're going to kind of help you work through those the best we can. You know, we're not professionals by any means. We're not psychiatrists, and we're not, you know, doctors. I mean, I know Rip slept at a – or Sneaky slept at a Holiday Inn Express last night, so he might think he is, but, you know – you know, we're gonna extend our hands. We're gonna reach out and try to really help you. We're a support group, and you know, if you're having an issue with maybe an association, or if you're having an issue with you know, just something that's going on with your riding, we're gonna try to stand behind you and help you out a little bit. See if we can't get some answers for you, or see if we can't get you pointed in the right direction so you can better yourself and have a good career doing it. You know. That's what one of the things that Team Making 8 does. And, you know, I mean, for instance, tomorrow, you know, Ryan Rippo, man, is going to ride down to Big Cypress with us, and we look forward to that. But we're doing that. We offer up that. You know, I'll take as many cowboys as I can fit in my pickup truck, and we'll get out there and we'll haul these rodeos together, you know, kind of help you out so you don't have to pay for the gas or worry about your truck breaking down. You know, that'll be my worry, and let you guys focus on your business, and that's making some money out there on them bulls. So, like I said, don't wait. The points are racking up. I mean, Ty Harris is going to be in an event, and he's our event leader. Jimmy Bennett is also looking to get back. He's taking some classes these last 2 weeks. He's not really been able to get out and ride in any of the events yet, but Jimmy Bennett, another one that's going to throw some competition out there. So for you riders, now's the time to get on board with Team Making 8. You know, get on with us, get signed up, start getting some points so you can get you a belt buckle at the end of the season.
That's right. And you said he was going to classes. He's becoming a fireman, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that was Ryan Jones. Jimmy Bennett is actually, yeah, Jimmy Bennett is taking a course. You know, I believe it's going to be he's taking some OSHA courses. He's going to try to get in and do some mining. Actually, I think he's going to head up north. Matter of fact, I do believe he's going to be up in North Carolina in the next couple of weeks. I had the pleasure of talking with him earlier today and checking in with him, making sure he's okay. And yeah, he was telling me I believe he's going to be heading up North Carolina here shortly. You know, see if we can't get him to call in up there. He said he was talking about trying to head over to a Jerome Davis's place and getting on some bulls up there.
Well, he may be going to that school that they're talking about having.
You know what? That could be. Now, I think that's further on. I know he's going to be up in North Carolina for about a month, so we'll have to wait and see. But we'll check in with him and see how things work out. But yeah, so real exciting, man. We're trying to help out all our riders. So, like I said, if you guys are interested, get on board with us. Stop by. Give me a call during the week. You know, we don't have to wait till we get out to a rodeo to talk about it. You can give me a call during the week on my cell phone. It's posted up on the website. That is still not up yet, Snake. But we're working on it. It'll be up, you know, within a matter of hours. You know, and if you want to call in and talk with us tonight, 646-915-9940. Still got some open phone lines here, and I gotta tell you, Sneak, I'm missing Rip now. You know, he likes to just talk, and he can talk and talk and talk, but you know, he kind of fills the show for us, and I don't know about you, man, but I'm about wore out.
It does take a lot out of you when you're having to pick up somebody else's slag, Kerr.
What are you trying to say, that you got wore out last night or last week because I was off?
No comment. I plead the fifth.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, that's all right. Maybe next week we'll give you a week off, and that way you can recover. How's that?
No, that'll work. That'll work. Oh.
Are you just having so much fun? You just can't miss out on the action, can you?
Well, that, that's it. I actually having such a good time. I really don't like missing out. Last week when I was having the technical difficulties, I was just chomping at the bit to get in there, and it took me about 45 minutes. And then Rip kind of left me hanging in there for about 5 minutes after I finally got through. So.
Well, that's because he was so. That's only because he was so busy talking, he didn't have time to interrupt himself.
And now that's bad.
Yeah, I know it is, ain't it?
Just pick on Rip time now, I guess.
Yeah, well, since he's not here, we're going to let him have it.
There we go.
But, yeah, we do miss Rip. We look forward to him being back next week with us, that's for sure.
Yeah, he's one of our heroes. You know, he's a fireman, and he actually had training classes tonight. So we can't pick on him a whole lot or give him too hard of a time because, you know, he's doing a serious job out there, and they take these classes real serious. So.
Oh, they have to.
Oh, yeah, you got to take your hat off to the man.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. Well, like I said, we look forward to having him back next week for sure. But, hey, Sneak, what do you think we take another little short break here, and then we'll shoot back and talk a little bit more rodeos coming up, man. We have not even started to talk about PBR or what's been happening within the last couple of weeks. And, you know, since Rip is not here now, we do have to have a tie update here, especially being that he's got the Ty Murray Invitational coming up next week. But, what do you say we take a break, let everybody hit the watering trough and you know, refill the water bottles?
That'll work. I need to refill mine, so we'll take a break.
All right, Sneak. See you in a minute.
All right.
I'm a cowboy.
Riot Rodeo fans, welcome back to the Making 8 Outreach Back on the Ranch Radio Show. 646-915-9940 if you're interested in calling in, talking a little bit of rodeo. Still got about a half an hour left in our show, looking to take some calls and try to get some guys involved in what's been going on. We'd love to hear about what's been going on in your area. So, Sneak, you back with us?
I'm back.
All right, man. Do you have an opportunity to refill that water bottle?
Oh, yeah, and even grab me a bite to eat there for a second.
Oh, good deal. Well, it just wouldn't be you if you didn't have an opportunity to eat some more, would it?
No. I've got to watch my figure there.
I hear you, man. Well, you know, you got to keep the facial features looking real good so that way you get that makeup on it, huh?
That's right.
Well, hey, you know, we've been an hour and a half into our show here. We haven't talked to any of the PBR action that's been going on there. Did you have a chance to watch the Dancing with the Stars deal?
Actually, I did, and Ty
did
great on this Foxtrot, yeah.
Really? Good deal, man. I've seen the highlights. They're broadcasting it everywhere, and they certainly are talking a lot about that cowboy in there. I actually had the opportunity. I was talking with some patients of mine, and, of course, we were talking about it, and they were saying how much they enjoyed watching Ty on it. So I was telling them, make sure you get on the phone and vote him in. You know, we want to keep that cowboy in that series. So if you haven't caught it yet, you might want to catch it here coming up because Ty is really coming along. You know, he's such a competitor, it doesn't matter what he does. You know, when he did that series with the race cars, him and the missus there both did it. And let me tell you, that guy there, he is just an athlete. He loves to compete. And, he makes it happen. It doesn't matter what it is, but he's going to make it happen. So, good for him. I'm glad to see him still progressing and learning and working this deal out and kind of letting everybody know out there that cowboys can dance. I mean, I tell you right now, I can't, but I'll tell you what, he is one cowboy that can sure dance.
Yeah, I tell you, I was kind of impressed with him Monday night. His partner, Chelsea, she actually slipped and almost fell, and he caught her and just made it look smooth, caught her before she actually fell, made it look smooth, and went right back into their routine, and he just made it look so smooth, and even the judges had to comment on it, you know, how good of a job he does, because they made the comment that usually the professional is the one that's picking up the amateur, and this time it was the amateur picking up the professional, and he made it look good like a cowboy always does.
I was just getting ready to say, Sneak, you stole my words, man. Cowboys always make it look good, don't matter what it is, right?
And if I'm not mistaken, he scored a 23 in that round, and which is pretty good, and they made it look good. That one judge down there on the end, he doesn't like cowboys. I don't think he always has to be a point lower than everybody else.
But, oh, is that right?
I tried to call in, and the lines were so busy that I couldn't even call in.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
It was that busy that their phone line to call in for Ty was tied up for 30 minutes after the show. So.
Wow. Well, you know, I hear you, man. Well, speaking of calling in, we do have our lines open, 646-915-9940. Make sure you give us a call here. Let's talk some rodeo. But I'll tell you what, they have the Ty Murray Invitational coming up this weekend in New Mexico. Going to be a great event there. I was just actually going down the list looking at my draw sheet here. And, looks like they got some great bull riding coming up. Going to have some great bulls down there as well. And of course, I believe this is the weekend they're going to have the number one versus number two matchup. Am I correct?
If I'm not mistaken, it is. And I don't have my stats in front of me. You want to tell us who those two are?
Right now, I believe it is going to be, I believe they're going to do the Cody Lostro-JV Mooney matchup. And it's going to be the going up against Voodoo Child. And you know what? I cannot remember the other bull's name. Son of a gun. Well, we're going to have to try to figure that one out here. And I had it right in front of me, but, you know, Sneak, I just don't have the stat skills like you do, buddy.
Let's see.
Chicken on a chain. I got it here. See, I was able to pull it up a little quick, but, you know, hey, at least you gave me a little opportunity. You know, speaking of, you know, the PBR series, you know, wouldn't be right if we didn't talk about Flint. And last I heard, his surgery went real well this week, and he's doing real well in his recovery. So, you know, looking forward to that.
Yeah, they're
talking about him being up pretty quick here. He's looking to bounce back and be back in that arena. So if you're a Flint fan, you know, he's coming back here real shortly. Make sure you get your mind on it and try to get yourself some tickets for his shows.
Well, did they give any type of time frame how long he's going to be out?
They gave an estimated time, and of course, I believe it's going to be based on just what he's doing with his recovery. But you know, I'm trying to pull up the story here just to see. Like I said, I got it right here in front of me, but looks like just kind of scanning down here. And I hate doing that on the air, man. You know, if you got something else you want to try to hit on here, like
well,
I said, I know this.
What's up? Matt Baldwin's bullfighting school out.
Oh, and did we? Okay.
Yes. That is going to be in Fafey, Alabama. Let me find the date. Here's a 3-day bull riding school the last weekend in June, and it's going to be in conjunction with another Gary LaFeu bull riding school.
Wow.
And you can get in touch with Matt at alabamabullfighter@yahoo.com. So,
okay.
There's a it doesn't say anything about the bull riding school except it's in conjunction with it, but yeah, if you're interested in going to a school, you know, you can get in touch with Matt there. Or if you want to go to a bullfighting school, you know, you can get in touch with, like I said, Matt. And I said, alabamabullfighter@yahoo.com.
Okay. Well, you don't want to sneak. That's why I love having two guys on the show, because one can be talking about some of the other upcoming events, and the other one can be multitasking like I was just doing. Looking at the PBR website here, looks like the quote that they have on the storyline with Flint is that April 17th in Billings for the PBR event is when he's looking to be back. He said he's going to ease into things and be very careful to avoid injury, you know, but he does want to come back in front of the Montana fans. So that's when it looks like he's going to be making his return. We're only talking a couple weeks away. Yep. Yes, sir. And we're only talking a couple weeks away. So what a great deal for him. Let me tell you, man, that's a guy that has a lot of heart as well. You know, we talk about the bullfighters and we talk about the riders, you know, but those funny men that are out there entertaining the crowds at these events, man, you know, what a lot of try from him, and I give him all the credit for that. Wish him the best in his recovery.
Yeah, he jumps around like nobody I've ever seen. I wish I could move about half as good as he can nowadays.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, when he was down here in Tampa, I could not believe he was from one side of the arena to the other, man. He was jumping up into the stands and talking with the fans. Oh, I'll tell you, what a great cowboy. I mean, you know, and he does put on a good show. So don't miss the opportunity to get down there and check him out. Billings, Montana is when he's looking to make his comeback, April 17th.
Well, good. He'll be doing it in front of a hometown crowd, so I'm sure he'll be getting a lot of support there.
Oh, I bet it'll be a sellout.
Oh, I'm sure it will, just because of him. I know the bull riders love to hear that.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, you know, like I said, we still got some time left here. We're open to take some callers. 646-915-9940 if you're interested in talking some rodeo with us. Find out how things are going in your area. We would love to know. So, you know, don't hesitate. Give us a call. Let's get the word out. Talk some rodeo. 646-915-9940. Now, I'll tell you what, Sneak, did you catch any of the PBR action from this past weekend?
No, I did not. Like I said, I was going to the high school rodeo, and I don't get the TiVo like some people do, and I missed out on it, and had the kids this weekend, so I was kind of being a family man this past weekend.
Okay. Well, you know what, and families are so important, man. They're so important within the rodeo industry, you know, these guys that are out traveling these roads. And that's one of the things, too, that Team Making Eight that we do, man. We're kind of a support group for the family members as well. Family can't make it to a rodeo, they can tune in to our website and actually hear us talking about the riders, hear us talking about their family members that are actually competing. So make sure that, you know, you jump on board and get involved with us. You know, we're going to have direct connections, you know. If something, God forbid, should happen to one of these riders out here, we're going to be able to contact your family members directly, reassure them they're okay if they can't make it out to these events, that type of thing. You know, it's just some of the things that we offer at Team Making Eight. So if you're a rider and want to be a part of it, definitely get a hold of us this week and get on board so you can get some points going for the championship buckle at the end of the season. But, back to the PBR action, man. Round one was pretty good. Looked like they had about 22 qualified rides. Man, these guys came out and they were just covering bulls. It looked like it was the riders' night for it, you know. Pete Farley and Ryan McConnell tied for first place with 87 and a quarter for round one. You know, Caleb Sanderson finished tied for 15th, you know, with Dustin Elliott. Had 85 and a quarter. Caleb drew a bull they called Pocket Change. I actually had the opportunity to see that ride. It was a great-looking ride. They're talking about the possibility of him maybe fouling the bull coming out of the chute, but, you know, the judges didn't see it. I don't think that it was really even there. I think it was close. I don't think the camera angles were on it good enough to where you could tell, but they gave him a score. So 85 and a quarter for that cowboy is great to see. And then, you know, Chris Shivers is still in there, man. He had a bull habanero and scored an 85 on him. So it was a pretty good matchup. J.B. Mooney covered his with an 86 and three quarters on a bull called Bam Bam. And, of course, Cody Lostro right there, you know, the leader scored 87 on Crystal Ball. So that was a great first round. And then we got into the second round there on Sunday. And Brian Cantor led the deal. It had an 89 and three quarters on Beer Goggles. And let me tell you, that was a great looking ride. And Brian put it together. Guilherme Marchi finished in second, you know, and then Ryan McConnell, of course, you know, winning his first event last week, comes out and, you know, made two qualified rides. I mean, he made one in the first round and then made one in the second round there, tied for third on Dirty Deal. Just trying to scan down the list right here. Had 17 qualified rides, so in the second round, so some great action. You know, Caleb Sanderson unfortunately got bucked off. Had a bull they call Snake Oil, so not sure what the deal was with that, but I don't even know if they showed that, if they had the coverage on that. If they did, I must have missed it. But of course, the short go round was where it was at, man. You know, they had some great rides. Only had five qualified rides for the short round. Brian Cantor, of course, he had the first pick in the draft. Drew the what he felt was the best bull in Troubadour, and Troubadour was the best bull of the event. Scored an 86 and a quarter for that bull. So you know, we're talking some high scoring bull there. And Brian Cantor covered him, scored a 93 and a quarter. And I happened to catch the event they were talking about. Troubadour right now currently holds the highest score for the season and for the bull score. And he was also the bull that has that the Cowboys have scored the top three highest rides this season so far have been on the bull Troubadour. And like I said, Brian Cantor was one of them with a 93 and a quarter. So great ride for him. He obviously took the event. You know, that put him in the lead. Guilherme Marchi, though, man, you know, in the championship round, had a bull, Jim Dandy, and scored an 88 on him, and believe that put him in the number two slot to finish off for the event average, so that gave him some points going in there. You know, had a lot of great rides, man. I'm just scanning down here and looking. the overall event average, you know, at least the top 30 riders all had qualified scores. Well, it didn't look like they made money down there that far down, but, you know, they did have qualified rides. So, good for them. I was pretty excited to see that.
I would have loved to have seen that ride on Troubadour.
Oh, man, it was a great one. It really was. You know what? Maybe I'll tell you, if I can hold on to the Tebow recording long enough, maybe I'll bring it up in Mississippi with you and let's check it out.
That'll work. I'd love to see that one.
Yes, sir. Well, hey, listen, we're rounding down the last 15 minutes or so left in the show there, Sneak. 646-915-9940, kind of jumping ahead of myself there. You know, if you guys still want to jump in there and talk a little bit of rodeo, we'd be happy to talk some rodeo with you.
That's it. We have actually got a couple rodeos coming up here local that I wouldn't mind mentioning. March 27th and 28th, we have a tri-state rodeo in Bogalusa, Louisiana. April 3rd and 4th, in New Hebron, Mississippi, at the Robinson Retreat Ranch. They're having another tri-state. And in Melton, Florida, at the Santa Rosa County Fair, there's a tri-state rodeo. So,
when is that one, Snake?
That is April 3rd and 4th.
Oh, that's coming up here real quick, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, you know what? Maybe if things are right. How far do you live away from Melton?
I am really not sure where Melton is.
I believe it's right up there in the panhandle there, buddy.
Then I know 3 hours away then.
I know we did some rodeos down there when I was traveling on the circuits with a buddy of mine. I believe it was an IPRA deal we went over and did, but I'll tell you what, man, maybe we can swing over and try to meet up with you guys down that way and maybe even head out and do a tailgate party there. What do you think?
We might have to try to get that into the plans.
I think I have to work on the, I know that the 4th, if I have an opportunity, we're going to try to get down to the SSBR event. It's not locked in for sure just yet on the 4th. But, shoot, I might just have to head out into the panhandle there, Florida, come the 3rd. Maybe we'll have to meet up and go out there and watch some good bull riding. What do you think? Actually, that's a full rodeo there, isn't it?
That is a full-blown rodeo. That's with the Tri-State Association, and they usually have some pretty good rodeos.
I know
who the stock contractor is on that one.
Yeah, well, I know Sneak lives a little bit, or that Rip lives a little bit further north of you. I don't know if he'll be able to make it down, but maybe we could rub it in and tell him we're going to go down there and watch some can chasers a little bit. What do you think?
There you go. He wouldn't like that at all.
Well, maybe we can get him to swing down there to your place and ride down with you, and we'll all head over there and meet up. We'll work on that, man. Maybe that may be something in the works there. We'll have to put it down, see if we can't figure something out here after this show, and we'll talk about it next week. What do you think?
That'll work. We'll have to get that down and see what we can't work out on that.
Yes, sir. Well, you know what, Sneak? I think we're going to end up playing another song or so and winding things down here. But, you know, listen, I got to tell you what, I really enjoyed being with you. It was certainly quieter tonight without Rip. Now, I know I have a tendency to talk a lot myself, but, you know, when you put Rip and I both there, man, I don't know how you get a word in edgewise.
It's hard sometimes. It's hard.
I know it is, buddy. But, hey, listen, I'm glad that you and I were able to sit down and do this show together. You know, for these rodeo fans out there, these riders, make sure you tune in tomorrow night and Saturday night. We're going to be doing live broadcasts from Big Cypress, Florida, with the SSBR and the Seminole Tribe. We're also going to be up in Kissimmee on Saturday with the SSBR for the Caleb Sanderson Invitational. So make sure you tune in. Our radio program is going to start at 7:30 p.m., and that's going to be on makin8.com, which we do apologize that we are down, but we look to have that up before the shows tomorrow. So make sure you tune in, listen to it. You know, I know that we're going to have this thing re-aired too, so the fans are going to be able to tune in hopefully tomorrow or as soon as this website jumps on and be able to listen to our show. What do you think, Snake?
That sounds good to me. I think we can get it done.
Yes, sir. And we'll work on it. We'll be back on the ranch sitting around talking some rodeo next Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. That'll be 8 Pacific. No, 8. 8 Central time. Man, I'm starting to get all kinds of twisted there. So 9 p.m. Eastern time, 8 Central. Man, Sneak, I almost did it again, buddy. Maybe you should call that part.
You're learning. That's 9 Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 o'clock out there on the West Coast.
There you go. Thank you, Sneak. I tell you what, I don't know what I'd do without you, buddy.
But I tell you what, I keep forgetting to leave out Arizona and them, and that'll be 7 o'clock their time. I do it every time. I leave
okay.
out the Rocky time there.
Well, we appreciate it, buddy. Now, did you have that on the computer in front of you, or did you write it down?
No, actually, I used to drive a truck and travel so
okay.
much. I kind of got used to the different time zones, and if I know what it is on the Eastern, I can get the rest of the country.
There you go, man. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll have to, we'll have to make you our time zone guy, because Lord knows, we know Rip can't do that.
Well, he has to take his shoes off sometimes, but.
Yes, sir, he does. And believe me, I would rather him do that at his house than in the truck, let me tell you. I've heard some stories now.
Yeah, I think what we're going to have to do is get him one of those fancy clocks that hang on the wall that's got all four time zones on it.
There you go.
Yeah, that way he can call the time.
That's right, man. That's right. Well, hey, listen, we're going to break down and close this thing out with some good old rodeo songs. Hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. Hopefully you guys will tune in tomorrow and Saturday for our tailgate parties. And then back next Thursday, back on the ranch, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central.
Yeah,
until then.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Scott.
No, go ahead, Sneak.
I was going to just tell everybody have a great weekend. Be careful.
That's right. Get a grip, and we'll see you guys later.
All right. Bye-bye.
I got bucked off and stalled. All the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going my friends, and this funny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride, and Pandora's box lost the fight for Tater Porter tonight. And that Bullkid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode blueberry wine. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard after party again. And Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Leopard playing the after party tonight. Well, the man from down under, Brendan Clark, put a hurting on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his Charles Clear, got him standing for a hometown Louisiana crowd.
Sean Willingham blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight